When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm so glad to be here. We are broadcasting actually in beautiful Dubois, Wyoming, a part of Fremont County I don't always get to go to as often as I would like, but I love it here. And I'm welcomed with some really special guests today. Everybody, real quick, introduce yourselves in the mics. You'll do a better job than I will. How about you start?
I'm Brooks Even.
I'm Zach Even.
Ann Even.
I'm Adlin Even.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Even family! So we've had a couple of stories following Adlin's journey on County 10, and I'm really glad to be here as Adlin is a part of the Putting the U in Hunt program with the Muley Fanatic Foundation, and being a part of County 10 too, I wanted to be up here anyways, but I'm glad I'm able to record a podcast and we're able to have a little chat. Adlin, are you nervous?
I've never spoken to a microphone.
Yeah, you have.
This big.
This is a bigger microphone than you. I was like, you did a better sideline reporting job than I could have done. So you've got a little practice under your belt. Adlin was able to go down to the Broncos and be a part of the sideline reporting down there, which is pretty cool. But Adlin, you're now able to be a part of the Putting the U in Hunt program and go on a hunting trip. How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited.
Now, you got a sight in the gun?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Well, at first it was scary, and then after we shot it a few times, it was fun.
Good. All right. The Putting the U in Hunt program is with the Muley Fanatic Foundation, and I follow the Even family, and all of us in Fremont County are connected in so many ways and more ways than we think. Brooks, I've been seeing some of your harvest this fall.
Got one elk, so that was good.
So you come from a hunting family, Adlin, it sounds right?
Yeah.
Your dad hunt?
Yeah, he hunts. Brooks hunts. I sometimes hunt.
Sounds like you're a natural with the shooting. Zach, what is it like being able to share this experience with your daughter, Adlin?
Oh, it's pretty special, to say the least. It's hard to really put into words. For one, it's just fun to hunt with them, period, because going way back as a new dad, it's cool. These little infants will someday hopefully want to hunt with me. And now they're at that age, and so it's been great sharing experiences with Brooks in the woods, and it was awesome to watch Adlin shoot her elk last January. That was pretty special. And then, like I said, it's surreal. I've mentioned it a few times tonight that we're actually here doing this now, and she actually gets to hunt a late-season Dubois mule deer. Like, that's pretty incredible.
And for those of you that don't know, Adlin was diagnosed with a rare aggressive form of cancer back in 2022. February 2023, wrapped up treatments. How have things been going?
Good.
Good. You have a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about this hunt, I imagine. I wouldn't be able to sleep. Are you feeling like that a little bit?
Yeah.
Getting a little, yeah. It's like the first day of school.
Yeah.
Similar feeling. Zach, you mentioned I was going to ask if Adlin had hunted previously. So she's already obviously got that bug.
Yeah, she was able to. Well, she's hunted. I think prairie dogs were the very first thing she had way back when. And then this last January, a friend of mine contacted me about hooking her up with an elk hunt that the Outdoor Dreams Foundation puts on. And so she was able to do that up near Jackson. She shot a nice 6-point bull. And that was a pretty special opportunity also. She's not a total rookie at this.
No, definitely. And you've got some good mentors and some good help as well with your brother and your dad. And now with the Muley Fanatic Foundation, you got a few cool presents too. Let's chat about that.
I got a sweatshirt and I'm wearing it right now. I got 3 sweatshirts and a coat that was a Ryu coat. And I got a tripod.
Yeah, you got outfitted, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Hoodies, Live to Hunt. Oh my God, the Live to Hunt, Cody?
Yeah.
That's way cool. What do you think about, do you feel like there's more pressure now that he's joining?
But he's super nice, so I don't think he'll I don't know. I don't think he'll be too rude.
He seems like he is such a fantastic guy, and he's a wonderful father, and genuinely just having him here has been pretty cool. These kinds of celebrities, too, they get invited all over the country, all over the world sometimes on hunts, and just to have him make it down here, too, is really special and cool as well. Is there any kind of certain type of deer you're looking for with your muley?
Drop tine?
Oh, you want a drop tine.
Yeah.
A big old one.
Yeah.
I don't think Cody's going to let you get off with anything other than something pretty large.
Yeah.
That's what's probably cool about having him along.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Fremont County and school. How are things going there?
Good. I did swimming and school is fun.
So swimming. Now, that's a great workout.
Yeah.
Now, the Lander swim team, it's like you're pretty much a celebrity being on that crew. I don't know how many championships they continue to gather, both the boys and the girls. And yeah, so that's great. That's a cool program. So a lot of folks probably do know the Even family in some way or another, especially in the Lander area too. What goals do you have, Adlin, when it comes to school?
I'm in ninth grade, so I'm a freshman.
Ooh, a freshie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes it even more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's okay.
I feel like the swim crew is really awesome, though. They're a welcoming group of kids.
Yeah, very welcoming.
Awesome.
They drove me to school and swimming, so
good.
They're very nice.
You got a few years left of the fun high school. Enjoy it. There's a lot of fun to be had. Are you looking at continuing in swimming?
Not in college or anything, but
let's get a scholarship.
Swim club and stuff. Grew up. I'll probably work in Denver as a nurse, probably. Yeah.
They're life changers, aren't they?
Yep.
Did you have some pretty awesome nurses?
Yeah.
Yeah. They make everything better.
Yeah.
It's a
nice,
great profession to get into, too. It's fulfilling. It's needed all over the world because I think you have an adventure bug in you. And those traveling nurses, they do wonders around the world and also get to see some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Now, as you continue to get into hunting, if you continue to get into hunting, which it sounds like you're in, do you have anything you want to, or places you want to go hunting?
I think it'd be fun to go to Alaska and, I don't know, what are they called? Kodiak?
Yeah. There's,
yeah.
Kodiak Island?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. But I also think it'd be super scary because they'd be very big.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a great place to not only hunt, to fish, to enjoy some time.
I also think it'd be fun to hunt caribou. I don't know why.
They look so cute, like reindeer, though.
I know. They are very cute.
They taste delicious, though.
I don't think I've ever eaten caribou. One time, I wanted to hunt an alligator, but I don't think I want to hunt an alligator anymore because, I don't know, they're scary. They have big teeth. I don't want them to eat me.
I think you've created a hunting monster. You've got a list there of which I think are definitely achievable, Adlin. The things you have put on your list are achievable goals in the hunting and adventure world, and you've got a lot of time to accomplish those. I can't wait to see the things you do, the places you go, some more hunting adventures as well. I try to follow the fam on socials and through the grapevine too as well. We'll be keeping an eye and ear on you, okay?
All right.
Who has been your biggest supporter during all this?
I don't know.
Is it hard to pick all these three people in the room, right?
Yeah.
Brooks, what a good brother. Yes. You're a great brother, I can tell.
He's a good brother.
He is.
For the most part. He's pretty good.
As a brother and sister, you gotta give him a little razzing, right? Your dad?
He's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know. He's all right.
Mom?
She's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. You have great support. You have great family. It's been wonderful following some of the journeys and the stories as well. And I'm hoping you get that big old drop time. Zach, what do you hope out of this trip? Obviously, everybody talks about the big animal and stuff, but I know for you that there's something more here.
For me, it's just the opportunity to spend time with these awesome people and just see the landscape. And I think I couldn't imagine ever drawing this tag myself. So just getting the opportunity to drive around and just look at deer, that's going to be pretty cool in itself. But we've experienced it already a little bit tonight at the bowling alley, at the little meet and greet, just spending time with such great, amazing people. We've only begun this week to be able to spend time with them. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most, I think. Because I think if this whole situation with Adlin's taught me anything, it's to appreciate people, especially really good people.
Yes.
And so I really look forward to spending time with the folks here this week.
And what are you looking forward to out of this trip?
I'm going to depart the crew and let Zach really enjoy some time with the kids this week and with the crew that's going to be helping him out. I think for me, it's just an opportunity when you go through times like this. There's a lot of hard days. And so just to know that they can have some good times together.
And I was just going to ask, are you looking forward to having time alone? But I can't imagine that's a yes. You want to be here and...
Oh, yeah. And it was fun to come up tonight to see everybody. So, yep. They'll have a great time this week.
Yeah. And it is. It's such a tough but wonderful journey you guys have been through. And these moments ahead, these next few days... are going to be spectacular. Adeline, you're going to learn so much. That Cody guy, he knows what he's talking about. Soak it all up.
Yeah.
Zach, I'm sure you will be as well. And you're just a blessing, though, and it's been wonderful to be able to. I told Anne, I was like, I've seen her name a million places on some emails, heard her name, obviously know the Even family as well. It's really a blessing having a family like you in Fremont County. And I want to give a shout out to some of the folks in Fremont County that have been supportive, not individually, because that would be a long list, but.
Yeah, I think it's hard to, it makes you realize, like, it really comes down to people. And really, they make the difference in this whole process. So that's been, if we just didn't have that support, we'd be in a different boat. So being from a small community in a small county, there's a lot of perks to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you realize that I think if you lived in a community like Denver, I don't think you could garnish that community support in the same way that you can in a place like Wyoming. And so, I mean, I think we're all very aware and recognize that role that the community plays in a family like ours.
Yeah, and it helps restore your faith
mm-hmm.
in humankind and in life too.
Yeah. So it's easy to think that there's a lot of bad things in the world, but when you go through something like this, it's pretty easy to recognize all the really good things that people don't tend to notice or see. There's a lot of good happening behind the scenes, and it just doesn't take much to look around and find it.
I hope that folks who are in Fremont County that are listening to this know that we're talking about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like I said, restored my faith too as well in stories like this too. So Anne, I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to sharing that picture, that grip and grin. You're practicing it tonight, weren't you, Adeline? You got a beautiful smile. You get that from your mom. The whole family actually has beautiful smiles. So that's going to be great. Adeline, anything else that you want to say before we let you get to not bed because you're not sleeping tonight probably? Mm-hmm.
Say thanks to everybody who helped me with the hunt and everything. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good. Even family, we'll let you go. Anne, drive safe.
Yeah. Thank you.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.